It's time once again for our regular program from Heritage, and joining me today is Melissa Bromley, Sales Associate at Heritage in our area. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning, Dennis.
And welcome to this radio program. I understand we'll be doing some of these shows together over the next period of time, so it's nice to have an opportunity to sit down with you.
Absolutely.
Since you may be new to our listeners on this segment of the show, first thing I want you to do is just give a phone number where you can be reached there at Heritage. If people want to talk to you, what number should they call?
They can reach me at 763-5608.
So let's take a moment to walk through the process.
Okay.
If someone is interested in independent living, mm-hmm. let's say at Heritage, they don't want to maintain their own home anymore, or it's just financially not advised for them to do so, or they're just tired of the painting and the shoveling and all of that, they would like independent living at Heritage, and they call you. What happens after that?
When they call, I really just take some time to get to know them, get to figure out where they are in the process of their search for independent living, what their needs are, what their time frame is, and then perhaps we set up a time for them to come take a visit.
Tell us about independent living at Heritage. What kinds of options do you offer today?
Well, we have homes in various sizes, and we also have various pricing options. We have two different locations. We have some homes that are new builds over at our Woodlands location in West Ellicott. And then we have homes that range from apartments to single-family homes, some of those being new builds and some of those being renovations that would be available at our Gary campus.
So when you say new builds, what do you mean? Are those projects that are yet to be built?
Correct. Those are homes that we would be taking deposits on that would be built and really customized to the liking of our residents.
Now, if there's somebody listening to this program right now and this sounds appealing to them by virtue of the fact that they are leaving a circumstance that they may have had either built themselves or had a hand in remodeling or making it their own, you're telling us that that same option exists if they want to come into the arena of Heritage independent living.
Correct. That's right.
And it can't happen overnight.
Right. We have, for the renovations that are going on at the Gary campus, we have homes that would probably take about 4 months for those to be ready with the finished choices that our prospective residents would select. And then as far as the new builds, whether it be our Hillview homes at the Gary campus or the Woodlands homes at West Ellicott, that would depend on when we were able to start that particular project. So that would depend on the phase of building that they were putting their deposit down on.
So it would be kind of a longer-term thing, certainly longer
Correct.
Than 4 months.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
But it's nice to know that there are these options available, and I would bet that within these options, there are different amounts of space. Mm-hmm. It's really not cookie cutter. It's not one size fits all.
That's right. We even have a couple of different layouts as well. So our prospective residents are getting to really make things their own by selecting their finish choices, their cabinetry, their countertops, wall colors, all of those sorts of things. They're really getting to make it their own.
Is it always couples that come and ask about independent living? I'm just presuming that now, the husband and wife that maybe don't want to do that shoveling or home maintenance anymore, or am I seeing it too narrowly?
Actually, Dennis, we see a variety of people. We see some couples, we see some people who are partners, and we also see folks who are maybe widows or who have never married.
And they're all welcome to give you a call.
Absolutely.
And the process is there anything else that they should know in advance or prepare for before they make that call, or can you walk them through every step of the entire process?
We can really walk them through every step of the process, and that's really one of the things that I enjoy most about this position is just getting to know people and getting to be a part of taking them through that process. It's an exciting opportunity.
So the number again for people to reach you?
That number is 763-5608.
And just to make clear to everybody, there are two campuses for Heritage. The one in Gary is called Homestead. The one in West Ellicott, not far from our radio station on Southwestern Drive, is called Woodlands.
That is correct.
That much I've learned over time. Well, Melissa, nice to have this first opportunity to speak with you on the air. I look forward to many others, and we'll get together next week.
Thank you so much.